I don't mean to make light of sexual harassment. It's been in the news a lot lately, and it has a devastating effect on those who have been victimized by it. It's just that I've had this ongoing fantasy of revenge regarding this topic, one that predates the current news cycle by quite a bit, and I decided I would share it. Those who live in major cities often consider a crowded train a fact of life. But I've also heard tell that many a woman has been forced to consider unwanted groping and male exposure a fact of life as well, albeit an unpleasant one. I like to imagine having just such a pervert press up against me from behind and feeling his pathetic pecker on my ass. I'd look over my shoulder at him and smile, rather than the reaction that such a man is often seeking, and surely they can't expect happiness. I'd then press back into him, and maybe even grind a little, because to exact my revenge, I'd want him as hard as he could get, his balls as tight as they could be. When he reached that state, I would reach back and unzip his pants, guiding that turgid member out of his fly along with his balls. And all the while, I'd be looking back over my shoulder with a reassuring smile. I like to imagine the shock and surprise at being welcomed, not just welcomed, but fondled right back, that would cross such a man's face. But then, as I continued to smile up at him, my loving caresses of his balls would become a bit firmer, adding in a slight pull. In my fantasy, the packed nature of the train would be as useful in preventing him from moving as it was in letting me avoid his bulge in the first place. The look on his face would falter slightly, and he might even whisper, "Easy, baby, easy." This would be my cue to start introducing the tips of my prettily polished fingernails, and then a bit of twisting, and then some digging, and then some squeezing, feeling the vulnerable, spongy flesh of those balls yield and bulge under my ministrations. And then, as he began to squirm, and then to howl, to try to move away from me, my seductive smile would turn evil, and my icy stare would communicate to him that this is the first time I've really felt turned on. Doesn't that sound sexy? No? Well, that's too bad, isn't it? If you'd like to learn more about my tastes, feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com. Be good now.